Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance with extra benefits like personal accident cover.
Well, now, during the lockdown, for many people, going for a daily dip in the sea, it became as synonymous as baking bread for some and decluttering the house for others. Visit any popular coastal location during the pandemic and you're likely to see people of all ages in the water. Well, my next guests, they've been swimming in the sea for years. Journalist Cathy Donaghy swims along the beautiful coastline where she lives in Donegal. While so passionate is Peter O'Brien about the joy sea swimming brings him, he's launched a new app called The Sea, which details everything from water temperature to the best spots in which to swim. And Peter and Cathy join me now. Morning to you both.
Morning, Miriam.
Morning.
Listen, I'll start with you, Cathy. Obviously, up there in beautiful Donegal, I know because I read about it, you write regularly about how you swim in the sea all the time. Why do you do that, Cathy? And is it not freezing most of the time?
Well, Miriam, there's no point in lying. It is cold. But I think why I do it is myself and my husband, Richard, we moved back to Donegal 10 years ago where I'm from. I'm from Inishowen, so it's the peninsula at the very tip of the country, so almost an island on the island. And we are surrounded, we're pretty much surrounded by big blue spaces. And when we moved back, I set myself the challenge of becoming a really proficient swimmer. I was an okay swimmer. I was an average swimmer, not great. But there's a lighthouse that sits out in the middle of Loch Foyle. To my eyes, it's very beautiful. And I said to myself, I want to swim out there. I want to be a good enough swimmer to make it out and back comfortably. And it's a distance of about a mile out and a mile back. So I was nowhere near that. So I started to dip, and I mean just get in a little bit, in and out, 5 minutes into the cold water. And my husband had always, Richard had always been a sea swimmer, so I used to watch him and think he's mad. That was 25 years ago. But I was never an all-round sea swimmer. But this sort of challenged me in a way. And then I joined a triathlon club because I think it's, you know, to be a good sea swimmer, you know, I wanted to go back to my stroke. And small increments over the years, I improved and improved. And then the sea swimming experience, I mean, you know, you get into cold water, it's a multi-sensory experience. You know, there's the smell and the taste of the water. There's the sound of breaking waves. The sound of your breathing is really all you hear. You know, you've got light refracting on water. When you lift your head and dip your hand, you actually, you pull your hand through the water and there's all this light. It's a magical experience. I liken it to the closest thing to flying a human being can do, you know. And then you look back at the beach, the lighthouse sits there. You might be lucky enough to see a seal pop its head up. You know, you float over a kelp forest, these fronds waving to meet you. You know, it's magical, Miriam. That's the only way I can describe it.
And describe for me, Cathy, the post-swim euphoria you write about.
Yeah, I mean, cold water does that to you. You know, it's almost like the body goes into instant fight or flight, I think. And, you know, the body's saying, what are you doing to me? I really just want to stay alive. So everything, the blood is sort of rushing to the central core to keep you warm. And when you come out, you know, you've just got this high. It's almost like you've got in there, you know, in this place of encounter, of this, the vastness of the ocean. You've gone in there and then you've come back out and you have your cup of tea and you're starting to heat up and this glow steadily builds all day. And, you know, no matter what the weather is like, if it's lashing rain, you come out and you can say to yourself, well, no matter how bad this day is, I've been in the sea. And that carries you through. And it's such a feeling of well-being. You know, our bodies intuitively know how good water is. I think that's what we saw when people went in their droves to the sea during lockdown. You know, the science shows us that it lowers our cortisol, it evens our heart rate, it improves our cardiovascular fitness. The science, our bodies know that intuitively, that when we get into water, this is good for us. And we keep wanting to go back. We want those feelings. We want those endorphins. So we keep going to the sea to do that for us. And it does it for us in spades.
And just before I speak to Peter, you also say, Cathy, don't you, that swimming in the sea, it's really helped you most when sometimes you've been at your very lowest. Explain that to me. How does it help?
Yeah, well, you know, I suppose everybody is going to get stuff in life, Miriam, that's not easy. I would go to the sea, you know, no matter whether I'm in good form or bad form, and I'll get in. But one thing that it has helped me with over the years, and I've been quite open about this because I think it does help other women when you talk about it, I've suffered from recurrent miscarriage. when, you know, the bottom fell out of your world, you know, you thought you were going to have another baby. That didn't happen. I found that going to the sea gave me the confidence in my body back again, that I felt, you know, it had failed me on this journey. But when you go to the sea and you get in, you know, you're asking your body to do a very physical thing, to move your arms, to kick your legs strongly. And all of a sudden, I felt my body is mine again. You know, I'm comfortable in this skin. You know, I like where I'm at. I love the fact that I'm powerful out there. And, you know, I can do this. I can swim a mile with ease and comfort. And I love that feeling about myself. And I'm really proud of that now. And it has been a journey. It wasn't an overnight journey. But I think a lot of women, especially the body confidence that they get from being in water, would resonate with them. So that's been part of my journey. It's kept me going back. It makes me very happy. And, you know, I just would recommend it to everybody.
Well, you explain it so beautifully. Peter here in studio. Yeah. Why did you start? You swim. Do you swim most days, Peter?
Yeah, I go most days. Yeah, she has explained everything beautifully there.
Yeah.
It is all those magical experiences and... Yeah, it's quite an experience getting in the sea, as anybody who does it regularly knows. I was always swimming in the sea, I guess, since I was a kid. One of my earliest memories is on a beach, I think, down in White Rock. And yeah, so I suppose it's about 4.5 or 5 years ago, I started going every day as the challenges of my life were quite... There was too many of them, and I just wanted something to help me with that, and that's what it does, and that's why so many people were drawn to the sea during this pandemic, because everybody's security and vulnerability triggers were flying off the handle, because there was a big scare, a cultural scare, global scare. So and it was very natural, because it wasn't really something that was talked about. Go and get fit, go do this, go do that. It was just like, stay indoors and, you know, be afraid was really the message, because this was pretty scary. But, you know, immune health and what you get from the sea is just a phenomenon. There's nothing touches it for what it can do. You know, there's been so many scientific experiments done at this stage, and it's all peer reviewed, and it's all definite that when you get in there, the release of oxytocin, serotonin, and all the chemicals and all the healthy proteins. It's off the charts. So that's cold therapy. Cryotherapy is what it's kind of called, but that's what that does.
Where do you swim, actually? Is it Killiney? Where do you swim?
Yeah, all around the south side, north side, everywhere. Hoth to kind of, anywhere, you know. So there's so many, we're an island, there's a lot of swimming spots.
And I'll ask Kathy the same question, but like, Peter, you're saying you started about 4.5 years ago swimming a lot, right? But explain the process to me, like when it's absolutely freezing and lashing.
Yeah.
Are there ever moments where you think, I can't do this? Do people look at you askance as well and go, is he actually
They're
getting
the
in?
Moments, I think, that make it what it really gives you. You know, it really, really, they're the outstanding days. So they're the days that I kind of relish the challenge a bit more. So say a really cold January day where it's 0 degrees and it might be raining. Yeah. If you do that, you can do anything, I suppose. That's what it feels like. Because, you know, nobody, if you're not used to it, even if you miss 3 days for some reason, 3-4 days, getting in that after that break is much harder than if you're doing it every day. You know, every day is easy. No matter even if the temperature drops by 10 degrees overnight, you're just in the habit. Yeah.
And do you swim alone or with a group usually?
Well, I do both. Really, it depends, but you know, it's all about availability of other people. But I'd get in a lot myself, yeah.
And Kathy, in your case, do you tend to swim A, on your own a lot, and B, what is it like what happens to your body when you get in and it is like in a show and it's cold?
It is cold, Marianne, but you know the after effects sort of, you know, they just sort of cancel that feeling out. I, you know, sometimes you stand on the beach and, you know, the hardest part I find sometimes is just taking off your socks, because the sand is really cold even before you get in. And then, you know, you walk in And, you know, obviously the water starts hitting you. But I learned a really good tip. You know, if you splash cold water in the back of your neck, it sort of takes away that instant shock that you might have when you get in. So it's a really good tip. And then just, you know, your body, just try to breathe. Just try and keep the breathing even. And then just, you know, slowly move into the water. I don't run in. My husband has a habit of running in and leaving me for dead. I sort of walk sort of gracefully in. Well, I hope it's gracefully. I walk in and sort of meet it. And it's almost a spiritual experience because I just touch the water and I'm grateful for its presence in my life. I give thanks for its presence in my life every day. I'm looking out my window at home here in Donegal and I'm seeing Loch Foyle is glittering today. So it's all around me. I can't not get in, Miriam. It's necessary in my life. Yeah. That's the only way I can describe it. Peter has said pretty much the same thing. And if you talk to swimmers all around the country, they'll just say what it gives them. It becomes necessary to who you are. It's integral to who I am.
And actually, lots of our listeners, I'll just bring you two at the moment. Colette says, hi, Mary, I'm about to head out for my swim now. Please say hi to our amazing group of women who make up the Balbriggan Swimming Socks. And Bernie says, Miriam, I've been swimming all year in beautiful Bantry Bay. And it is beautiful. A group of brave women have supported each other and swam together all year. The benefits of meeting up, sharing the wonderful experience of the ever-changing tide and weather has been life-changing. Great bonding, friendships made and terrific health benefits, as not one of us had even so much as a cold this year. I personally have overcome my fear of swimming out of my depth, but of course safety is still important. We don't swim alone. We always swim with our floats. Can't recommend all year round swimming enough. Feel the fear and do it anyway, says the Bantry Bay Swimming Ladies Club. Peter, I'll ask you this and then back to you and Kathy. Kathy writes that it's in fact the ultimate form of mindfulness, swimming in the open sea, you know, being there in the moment. Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, it's the most instant state change from mind into body that you can get, really. And the colder it is, the more instant that's going to be because it just shoots you straight into your core and into your body. And that is the practice of mindfulness, really, is to try and just really notice thoughts and dissolve them and get more into your body. So yeah, it definitely shoots you into that state. So if it's a state change that you're looking for, which is usually what people are looking for if they've got pain or if they've got, you know, some sort of emotional damage that they want to, you know, I suppose transcend in some way and cure, heal, whatever word you want to use. It really is a phenomenal benefit for all of those things. And obviously all the physical benefits equal the same thing in mind and body.
And you still believe that, Kathy, don't you, that it is really the ultimate form of mindfulness, being out there in that open water?
Yeah, I think, you know, I liken it to, like, you know, the legend of the Selkie, Miriam, you know, where I feel like I shed a skin when I go in there. I shed my land skin, you know. I leave the baggage of being, you know, busy, mammy, running around, all of the things that I do in my daily life. I leave them on the shore and I walk in there and I'm just 100% myself in the moment, you know, trying to make sure that, you know, my stroke is good and just sort of looking at the signs around me, feeling the water, smelling it, tasting it, and just being in there. And, you know, the thing about once you observe the ocean, you know, you realise nothing is permanent. Anything in your life that's going on, you know, it's sheer scale and size. It's awe-inspiring. And to be in there, this small little person bobbing around in this huge space, your problems just feel smaller. And you walk out and you think, you know, this is okay. This is a good day.
A more reaction. One listener says, sea swimming makes you feel bulletproof. That's almost what you're saying there, Kathy. And Mick texts to say, hi, Mary. Mick here from Open Water Swim Coach. The biggest benefit from open water swimming is the therapeutic and medicinal qualities people get from getting into the sea and ensuring they have fun, that they swim with confidence and they always stay safe. And he actually mentions that in today's Sunday Indo, People and Culture in Bridget's Diary. They speak about that and him too. But it's not just a dabble in the water for you, Kathy. Tell me about the 10 swim challenge you had taken on.
This was a bit of a mad thing that myself and two good friends of mine, Liz Havlin-Wilson and Jane McGinty, we decided there was a charity, the Foyle Hospice, means a lot to people in the Northwest. It's been really good to lots of families. Mm-hmm. And when Dr. Tom McGinley, the founder, passed away, his son Kieran asked people to, you know, do something with you know, 10 miles in the challenge. So rather than run it, we would do a bit of running as well, but we're sea swimming, we sea swim all year round. So we decided, well, why not do our miles? Why not swim our miles? So we did a lot of planning on this, and we picked, you know, a lot of the beaches in Inishowen where we're familiar with and we're comfortable with. You can't swim at every beach in Inishowen, but there's some beautiful blue flag beaches that are really safe to swim here. And then we went a little bit further afield, over to Port Salon, over to Marble Hill and Dunfanaghy. I had to take a hiatus in the middle of it. I got an infection in my arm, and I had to just leave it for a few days and join do the first few swims and the last few swims. But it was, you know, it was wonderful, and the swimming community in all those areas came out, and we had great support. And, you know, obviously raising money for a really good cause, and, you know, really pushing ourselves as well. And it was quite euphoric. It was an amazing experience.
Yeah, Foyle Hospice is wonderful. Mm. But on that, you mentioned infection. I'll ask you both. One of our listeners just texted, "I'm terrified of something biting me in the sea." Has that ever happened to either of your guests? First to you, Peter. I mean,
No, I've been tipped by a seal a couple of times, but I've never been attacked by a shark or a, you know, there's nothing dangerous in there, bar maybe the quality of the water sometimes, but that could bite you.
So, what about Inishowen up there, Kathy? And I know there's a seal, isn't there, in Shrew Bay, is there?
Yeah, and I love to see him. He's like a big dog. I love when he sticks his head up and sometimes I shout out to him and he comes a bit close. We don't get that close, but you know what? A friend of mine summed this up. He's a very accomplished swimmer, and he summed this up. When I said, you know, when I was sort of dipping my toe in, you know, maybe a decade ago, and I said, well, how do you get over that fear, what might be in there? And he said, you know, Kathy, what's out there? We want lots of life in our oceans. Our oceans with nothing in there is not a safe place for anybody to be. And I sort of, that really just flipped it on its head for me, because we want our oceans to be full of marine life, because without that, you know, what is there? You know, so I think that's a good message. And I suppose with more people coming to the water to swim in their droves, you know, more people care about the oceans. So more people will try and make a difference. And that's a good thing.
Another listener says, the Wild Atlantic Dippers are my group of mad women. We swim every day off Mount Charles Pier. These ladies have kept me alive and helped me while I look after my ill mum throughout the lockdown. And another, Yvonne says, Miriam, swimming for me is the greatest cure of all. One tip is to get in backwards and it doesn't feel so challenging. Have you ever tried that, Peter? Getting in backwards? No.
I don't actually think I have.
Oh, you can do that.
I will.
And listen, you have this new app, haven't you? Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, it's very on what Catherine was talking about there. I guess I developed it because I thought there needed to be a space where you could get all the sea conditions, your tides, your weather, your wind direction, temperatures, all of that, locations. So it came from that idea years ago. I bought the sea.ie, which was, I couldn't believe, was an available domain in Ireland.
Great.
You know, an island country. So the Z.A. So it was going to be a website. It's turned into an app, and now that's what it is. And the idea is that, yeah, it's about giving all the right information, and it's about people contributing. So people can pin locations and send them in their swim spot, their surf spots, fishing spot, or if, you know, there's a culture section. So if it's a Martella Tower, or if it's a lighthouse, that can be put in and sent in to us. We put in loads of those things. Or if it's an environmental area, so there's a lot of environmental side to it, and if people want to get involved with Clean Coasts or various different campaigns, they can we link to all of that stuff. So yeah, it's about well-being for the self, our communities, and the sea itself.
Well, listen, Peter and Kathy, watching the messages come in here, I think you've encouraged a lot of people to take up sea swimming. Thanks so much, Kathy. Enjoy
thank
that beautiful Inishowen Peninsula you live on. Peter, thank you so much for coming in.